Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We start this edition of the Week in Philly with the death of Pope Francis. Passed away early Easter Monday. His passing came a day after he made a surprise appearance in St. Peter's Square Easter Sunday to bless the crowd. Of course, Pope Francis had been in declining health for some time, and many had been bracing for this news, but it still leaves a gaping hole in the church. Let's talk about this now with a couple of KYW News Radio alums, Bill Roswell and Mark Abrams. Now, you both covered the Vatican for us during past conclaves. First off, let's talk about Pope Francis, 88 years old. What is the impact of his life and his papacy? Bill, I'll start with you.
He was always listening. He always was hearing from the people that he served. And he listened to what they said, and he took most of it to heart.
Mark?
He wanted to be a pope of the people. He was not an administrator. I think he eschewed that part of the job. He wanted to be close to the people. When he was here in Philadelphia in 2015, you saw that firsthand. He was on the job 2 years, and he was here in September of 2015. And every time he was in that pope mobile, it barely went a couple of feet before people came up. AIDS handed him babies to kiss. He blessed the people. He wanted to hear what they said. And he loved just having a connection, which he tried to communicate to the clergy, to be with your sheep, to be part of their lives.
Mark, you mentioned that visit in 2015 to Philadelphia was for the World Meeting of Families. Overall, what are some of your memories of that visit past what you just mentioned?
Oh, I want to tell you, Matt, it was a truly incredible, historic moment in the life of the church here in Philadelphia, as well as just the life of the city itself. In a whirlwind 2 days, he accomplished so much in terms of a message of peace, a message reaching out to immigrants.
Queridos amigos, buenas tardes.
He spoke at Independence Mall using a lectern that Abraham Lincoln used to deliver the Gettysburg Address.
Uno de los momentos más destacados de mi visita.
For me, the highlight was having the privilege of working with Bill throughout all of this, and especially the final mass on the final day of his visit, the big mass on the parkway in front of the art museum.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Being able to, shall we say, do the play-by-play of the mass.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, for every evil.
I think whether you were Catholic or not, you wanted to be part of these events in some way.
As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Bill?
I was just overwhelmed by the size of the crowd, of the congregation. of the people that flocked to the Ben Franklin Parkway. And when the mass started, you could have heard a pin drop. It got so quiet there. People were so reverent. They were listening to what he was saying, listening to the mass, and participating in it by being there.
The search for the new pope already underway. Give us a quick primer, Bill. I'll start with you. How does this search for a new pope work?
It starts immediately, almost. I'm sure there's some backstage negotiating, if you want to call it, going on, where one cardinal will say to the other cardinal, I think this person would be a right choice, or this person would be a good choice. So they're throwing out names and getting a consensus among themselves about who they think would be the best.
Here's what's unique about this conclave, Matt. There are 252 cardinals that make up the entire College of Cardinals, but only 135 of them can vote, because once a cardinal reaches the age of 80, he cannot vote. Now, Francis had a hand in appointing 108 of the electors. So that's the majority of the voting members. Now, this is a historic time for Philadelphia, because for the first time in modern church history, a representative from Philadelphia will not be among the voting cardinals. Archbishop Nelson Perez, who leads the Philadelphia Archdiocese at the moment, is not a cardinal. His predecessor, Archbishop Charles Chaput, whose retirement was accepted by Francis in 2020, was never made a cardinal. The last voting cardinal from Philadelphia, Cardinal Justin Regali, who voted in the conclave that elected Pope Benedict. You're going to hear a lot of names, Matt, and there's an old saying that Bill and I remember hearing when we were over at Rome. The guy that goes in thinking he's coming in as a pope leaves as a cardinal. This is going to be a long conclave because these guys don't know each other. They really don't.
Is it fair to expect someone that is aligned with what Francis believed, how he conducted his papacy, to emerge as the eventual new pope?
I think it's going to be someone in between. You know, if you hear some of the Vatican talk, that there was some unhappiness with the liberal approach of Pope Francis. In the United States, there were bishops and the like who were not, shall we say, Francis fans. But that's okay. But he was the boss, and he was in charge of projecting what the faith is. I'm thinking that there is going to be a cardinal who will emerge that has the ideas and the hopes and carries the legacy of Francis, but may scale back a little bit on certain kind of things relative to questions of doctrine and questions of policy. While we here in the United States look at this as a political process, to these guys who are walking in there and getting sealed in that place for the duration, it's a heck of a lot more. It's a very spiritual, and it's very scary to be in there, because one of them will emerge. Having that responsibility to vote, to guide the future of the Roman Catholic Church is incredible.
And the discussions that go on behind the scenes are unlike any kind of political grantee, because the cardinals cannot recommend to another cardinal that, hey, vote for me, I think I could do this. They can only suggest who they think would be best, the characteristics of that cardinal or of that bishop, of that person, of that priest, what they bring to the table.
And the one to emerge needs two-thirds of the votes. Once somebody gets the two-thirds vote, that's when we see the white smoke, and that's when we get the announcement that we have a pope.
And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who work for the Vatican, whose responsibility is to make sure that things go smoothly and correctly and follow the script that was handed down from Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. KYW alums Bill Roswell and Mark Abrams joining us on The Week in Philly. And we are just getting started with this edition of the show. We'll have much more coming up. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.